Paul Boger, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So lawmakers recently marked another major deadline, right?
That's right. So this was the deadline to introduce bills that were sponsored by a committee as a whole. What that means is that particular committees can introduce legislation without having every member be specifically on board or against. It's just legislation that's out there. So lawmakers introduced another 175 bills over the course of a long Monday last week. And at this point, there's about 1,000 different pieces of legislation going through the process. That's a lot. Many of those bills were actually proposals by the governor that he set out during his State of the State address. One includes an excise tax for recreational marijuana that was going to go to pay for educational savings accounts. And another one is actually a plan to fund the educational savings accounts as well. That particular bill is a mirror image to one that was proposed by Republican Senator Scott Hammond last week. And the reason that's interesting is because when the Democratic leadership was asked about it, whether that particular bill was going to get a hearing, Senate Majority Leader Aaron Ford said this about it.
Well, I mean, I think the general opposition to the concept is sufficient, frankly, for us to not be considering public money going to private schools. And that's what that voucher program does. We're going to focus on public school education, as we have said since day one. And if they want to come talk to us on day 120 and say, here is money that we don't need for public education, then I hear what they have to say.
Well, speaking of hearings, that does seem to be where all the action is right now.
And that's exactly right. There's likely not going to be a whole lot going on the floor of the Senate or the Assembly for the next few weeks. And you might see the occasional bill make it out there, but that's about it. And that's mainly because committees themselves are facing a deadline. They've got to get all of these bills through in the next 11 days and hold hearings on them and vote on them before they have to get to the floor.
What are some of those bills, Paul?
First, I want to talk about a bill that actually it didn't get a hearing. And it's one that we've talked about here on Reno Public Radio before. That's SB 223. It's a bill that would create a sanctuary state here in Nevada, introduced by a Democratic Senator, Ivana Kinsella. It would prohibit law enforcement from enforcing federal immigration laws. And it appears that over the course of the last week, Democratic leadership pulled that measure from hearing. So it's effectively dead. Law enforcement were very against it. They saw it as overreaching and that it would tie their hands. And a lot of Republicans are viewing this as a victory. Other than that, there were a fair number of hearings. A number of bills actually dealt with Southern Nevada. So, you know, one was reorganizing the Clark County School District. One was preventing development in the Rock Canyon National Conservation Area. And while those are interesting bills, not going to have a lot of play here in Northern Nevada. What may be of interest, though, is an effort to bring back Nevada's rooftop solar industry. AB 270 would bring back the older, better net metering rates for consumers. And essentially, the measure reverses regulations that effectively killed the industry a couple of years ago. The bill sponsor, Democrat Justin Watkins from Las Vegas, had this to say about the bill.
What we're tasked with here as a legislative body is to determine what our policy is going to be moving forward. And if the Public Utilities Commission is correct in the valuation of solar being at the level it is, do we want to allow that moving forward?
And Paul, what can we look forward to this week?
I think you're going to see a lot of the same. There's, like I said, 1,000 bills out there that the lawmakers are going to have to tackle, and we're going to cover as many as we can.
Paul Boger, thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.